Hi, is this Dustin?
This is Dustin. Is this Christine?
Yes.
How you doing today?
Okay.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thanks for asking me.
Well, first, can you tell us a bit about the new album here, The Subset? What are the listeners in for this time around?
Well, I did everything myself on this one. I always write all the songs and stuff, but I didn't have any help like producing it or mixing it. It's all me, and I recorded it on 8-track cassette. And I think one of the songs I wrote on guitar, and it's I don't play guitar. It's the very first song I ever wrote on guitar. So like, there's a lot of like new stuff that I've not done before on this one.
Awesome. Yeah, I know this is your 9th album, but as you mentioned, the first one here, you've totally produced by yourself. What made you decide to go that route with The Subset? Did you just feel like this was the right one to try to do everything?
No, honestly, you know, I started out this way. I was making recordings when I was very young myself, and arranging, doing everything myself on them and producing the recording. So it didn't really feel like any big deal. And then like on the past couple of albums, I did the majority, even though I had a co-producer, I was doing the majority of producing it anyway. But I don't know. I just noticed like whenever I'd work with anyone who, you know, was male and had a more known name than mine, like everything written about it would sort of be under their name, and I'm like, what is going on here? I've got to straighten this out. So I just made it so that no one else could use someone else's name.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned you know, kind of being like this your whole life, but you always seem to be adding new sounds and styles to the music. I mean, has your approach to writing and recording changed much over the years, or is it just kind of maybe evolving, I guess, in a way?
I don't know. You know, I try to stay open to everything. You know, I listen to everything. I've tried to go with the lyrics every single time I make an album. I try to go deeper. I want to make sure that I'm never glossing anything over, or you know, going skin deep. I always want to just go deeper and make sure so that people really feel like what I'm doing. So I don't know, I always try to keep that in mind.
Sure. Well, again, The Subset is out now, and I saw the video here for the song Less Than. Definitely not an idea or a premise that I've seen before. Can you tell the listeners a bit about that, the video?
Yeah, that one is, I was trying to portray a sort of obsessive romantic or sexual relationship arc between me and a piano.
So that's, you know, like I said, definitely not something I've seen before. That's definitely very cool, though. It's very interesting for the listeners if you haven't checked it out yet.
Well, no, I thought there was room to explore in that subject.
Well, Christine, I know you mentioned wanting to do things your own way, but you've worked with a lot of big names over the years and, you know, collaborated with a lot of folks on your past albums. Is there anyone joining you at all for the new album, or is it just totally Christine Young and nobody else?
I do. Well, the drummer that's played with me for a long time, Baby Jeff, he plays live drums on, I think, 4 or 5 of the songs. So he's on there. And then on one song I recorded, there's a street musician in St. Louis who plays aluminum lids and bells. And he posted something on Facebook of a performance of his on a street corner one night. And I thought it was so beautiful. And I wrote a song to it, and so his bells are on there on one song too. But besides that, no, there's nobody. And his name's Drew Gowan, so I don't want to leave his name out.
he's one of the few guys that it's okay to put in the credits this time around.
Well, I'll take a chance.
Well, again, I love your music. As I mentioned, always seems like you're adding new styles and new sounds, and you know, street performers and whoever it is, whatever you're feeling, it seems like you're able to incorporate that in there, and it's definitely very cool.
Thank you.
I got to ask you, of course, your memories of working with David Bowie. That must have been pretty surreal.
Yeah, that was a huge learning experience.
Did you take away anything from him as far as not being afraid to, you know, reinvent or try new things? Obviously, he was known for that, of course, over his career.
Yeah. I mean, I've never been afraid of trying new things, so I didn't really get that from him. But I did, I learned a lot of other things. Like, it was really just great watching him interact with other artists and people he was working with. And I sort of, like, I was always sort of, you know, socially awkward and an introvert completely. And, you know, observing him just moving amongst people like that and watching how he communicated really taught me a lot at that point.
Awesome. Well, I know you are playing a lot of shows yet this year, a lot of residencies. Are you going to be doing any more touring here coming up in the next year?
I'm playing a whole bunch. I played the first show of a whole series of shows I'm playing this fall. And that all ends in November in London. And then I've got a couple of other shows I'm working on planned, but I don't know. I don't have any plans for next year yet. I'm sort of weighing different things. I don't know.
Sure. Well, being from the Midwest here, I'm guessing hopefully the fans here in Minnesota will get a chance to catch you live here sooner than later.
Yeah, I love Minnesota. I would love to go back there.
Well, again, I know the Subset is just out here. Is there anything else maybe coming up or something else we should be looking out for?
Now just check my tour schedule. And yeah, that's it, really.
Excellent.
On my website. That's where you can check it. ChristineYoung.com.
Awesome. Again, Christine, thank you so much for your time. I'm really loving the Subset, and I hope we can catch you here live in Minnesota sometime down the road.
That would be great. Thank you.
All right, you bet. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, this is Christine Young, and you're listening to The Five Counts.